Welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 7, and we'll be in verse 6 today. Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. The impenitent reaction to truth, scorn, disrespect, and contempt. I could throw a few more words in there if I wanted to, but God reminds us that some people just aren't going to become saved no matter what you tell them. Most times they react with the hurling of words that aren't very nice as we maintain a posture of grace and mercy for redemption. While God reminds us to not give up on the prayers needed to indeed one day allow them to see the light of salvation that is afforded to all, no matter how dumb they may be, their stupidity will one day see the truth Jesus brought to the world as the only way to get to heaven and see God face to face. They can't embrace the Spirit as they grapple with the here and now versus being one with Christ in heaven in the here and after. Amen? Some think that once God removes your last breath, there is nothing more, nothing less but death. Life eternal is a fallacy to them who can't hear what they ought to hear, as the Bible tells us so. Please do not give up on them, but keep them in your prayers daily, saying their name often to God, and you will see that even the foolish will one day find their way home, impenitent no more. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We continue to lift up prayers for those who are in this silent need of war in Ukraine. We pray in the Holy Spirit for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We continue our prayers for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She continues to heal from a stroke. We pray for her granddaughter, Brittany, as we do each day, for brain cancer that was overcome. We continue to pray for her healing, her miraculous healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Lord, we just ask that you reach out and give him some work so he can provide for himself. We pray for our neighbor daily, Thelma. And we pray for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 7 and verse 6 today. It's a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Pieces of You Torn, in Penitent Scorn They Regurgitate. Dogs receive not what is holy. Swine get thrown not pearls yours, absurd fate. Underfoot they trample wisdom divine totally, pieces of you torn, in penitent scorn, they regurgitate. Amen. I'm Tom Shokers Wiggins. It's January 7th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 5:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it looks like we'll be able to close today as we say, oh, thank heavens for 7:11 in Universal Utterings. Our time will be 7 minutes and 11 seconds today. Normally, we're shooting for that time just as a courtesy for those who are in a hurry to read the Word of God and find an opportunity to share God's truth each and every day. As my good friend John and Marie do each day, we pray for their intentions every single day as we continue to pray for those who are most in need in the beauty of salvation. Don't give up on them, those impenitent people, as we pray for all in Jesus' name. And we close in that special name our brother-in-law uses each and every day, 3 or 4 times, as my cat plays in the background. Jesus. Johnny, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Johnny. May God bless you and keep you safe. We ask all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you.